going on? What is going on? I can't see if I'm live here. I think I am live. Okay, cool. Well, last podcast episode of 2022. Let's see, it's about 6 o'clock Friday night on the 30th. And what a year it's been, 2022 wrapping up. It's been a minute and a half since I've done a podcast. If you're wondering where I'm looking, I've got my desktop here with Facebook, and then I've got my other monitor there with Instagram, so I'll be kind of going back and forth. But lots of drama, and I wanted to wrap up this year's episode and podcast with who has been probably the one individual I've consumed more content from than probably definitely anybody else this year, and that is Mr. Tate, the top G, and he's got himself into some media situations that I'm sure you've heard about. But besides all that, I want to break down his business model and really how this guy came out of obscurity in the last 12 months and became the most searched man on the internet, on Google, in the world. From a marketing perspective, insane. I've broken down his business. He's doing over $5 million a month. Other reports have him at around $11 million. He's got the Hustlers University that is $50 a month, $150 one-time fee to join, and then $50 a month after that subscription. And up from there, he's got a bunch of upsells to other curriculums and programs and stuff like that. He's got over 100,000 paid members. So simple math, 100,000 times 50 is, you know, 5 million. That's not including all of his back-end upsells that he has. So from just a pure marketing perspective, he's built one of the biggest businesses and most lucrative companies coming from nowhere. And how he did that was he had an affiliate program where he would pay his members a percentage of every time that he would have another member refer someone to his curriculum. The marketing and the messaging around his brand is something that I think obviously that the world was hungry for and wanting. If you kind of look beyond the clickbait that a lot of the news has, you know, he's basically become the number one target for the mainstream media. They definitely are not a fan of him. And anytime you hear him in the news, they talk about his controversial views. And look, I don't agree with everything he says, but I do agree with his focus on masculinity and how a lot of men nowadays, and especially teenagers, are being brainwashed by this woke agenda that, you know, men can get pregnant and things like that. So, you know, he's an interesting character that that is a great speaker. And I think that's another claim to his fame, that he's very engaging. You know, love him or hate him, he gets your attention. And I think that from business, that's the number one currency these days. Currency in business is attention. Social media companies are designed, all these apps that you're probably watching this on now are designed to steal your attention and keep you hooked into that dopamine hit, right? Like, that's why if you look at your analytics from your smartphone, you're probably spending 4, 5, 6. I did an experiment, actually. They had to download an app and trace how long they're on their phones. And I had some students that were on their phones for 10 hours a day. That means every day that, or every minute that they basically weren't in class or on their phone. And that's the new model is attention. And guys like Tate that come out and they get a lot of attention. But I think his downfall is just that, you know, he kept on going after the mainstream and attacking people like Greta. I don't know if you saw the Twitter beef and battle the last couple of days, but you know, he basically called out Greta, who I think is just an angry, redheaded, pale-skinned teenager that just is, you know, I don't know. I'm not a fan of her at all. But yeah, she's aligned with the governments of this whole green initiative. And a day later after he posted that, you know, he's getting raided. So I think that love him or hate him, there's a lot of truth to what he talks about being in the Matrix. I talk to people every single day in the business that are looking to get out of the matrix. And love it or hate it, it's just part of life, right? Like, people have to succumb to government controls or company controls. And a lot of people, at the end of the day, they just want their autonomy and their freedom and their ability to create the life that they want. And guys like Tate wake people up. And the thing is, like he says, one, they'll cancel you, which he's already been canceled from. Two, they'll have some kind of allegation to try and put them in jail, which is happening now. And three, if that doesn't work, they'll kill them, right? The interesting thing, if you go on Twitter, a lot of people saying, you know, how is the affiliates of Epstein still walking around free? And here's a guy that, you know, is kind of in the public sector that, you know, puts out a few videos people don't like, and now he's locked up in a jail in Romania. Apparently he's out already. But yeah, it's interesting how, you know, the more successful you get, the more targets you have on you. And I think one of the downfalls of these guys, and, you know, look at Musk, right? Musk was CEO of Tesla. And then in the last few months, he's gotten more political in his involvement with Twitter. Now he's like went from one of the most beloved people of our entrepreneur generation to, you know, public enemy number one. So when people speak up against things that are questionable and the powers that be, or the matrix, as they say to speak, there's consequences. And I think that we're seeing that in real time. It's going to be very interesting to see how this case plays out. But I would suggest, if you're not familiar with his content, besides the clips that the media puts together of him making him sound like a total, you know, scumbag, which I don't believe he is. Yes, he's done some questionable things in the past, but his main message is about personal responsibility, personal freedom, being the best version of yourself, hustling, working, getting out of the matrix. You know, how can you really find fault in that? And yeah, he talks a lot about women and dating, and he's got conservative views around that, but, you know, each to their own. So curious to hear what your thoughts are about this situation. It's the first time I've done a podcast in quite a while, so it's going to be a short one, but there'll be a lot more in 2023. I'm going to get back to my schedule of, you know, more consistent episodes to put out with some stellar guests. Maybe I'll get Tate, who knows. But yeah, hopefully you all have a great last couple of days of 2022, and all the best in the new year. And keep hustling. Adios. How do I stop this here?